250, and if you told me he was 6'8", I would believe you. 0-2 pitch. And he was able to check on a pitch that missed low. They appealed to first. He didn't go. And it's one ball and two strikes on Walker. Now, if you thought that I could tell the difference between 2 inches from all the way up here, you're giving me a lot of credit, too. 1-2 pitch. Missed down and away. That was the slider. It's two balls and two strikes. Now, Josh Maurer, on the other hand, he can tell the difference.
Nope.
2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him with a fastball on the outside edge. He strikes out Walker. First ortho ASAP strikeout of the night for the Cardinals right fielder. And there's one away for Pedro Páez.
No chance.
He looks taller than 6'6 to me. Jordan Walker's a big man. First pitch to Páez, who homered twice yesterday, both solo shots, in there for a strike. It's 0-1.
Sometimes we look at guys from up in the broadcast booth, and you see them in person, and they either look way bigger than you thought or way smaller than you thought.
0-1 pitch. That missed outside. One ball and one strike. We had Hunter Pence up here during that Giants series, and I knew Hunter Pence was a big guy when he played, but he looked really big to me in the booth. 1-1. Swing and a miss. 1-2. You don't think of Hunter Pence as one of the most physically imposing guys necessarily when he played, but he wasn't small. But I was really impressed with how big he was. There are guys that, as you said, you get up next to them and it kind of blows you away how big they are. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Páez went after a big breaking ball off the outside edge. Another ortho ASAP strikeout. Back-to-back strikeouts for Savali. And there's two away for Michael Ciani. Let's pause 10 seconds for station ID on the Brewers Radio Network.
You're listening to WRJN at W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
First pitch to Michael Ciani in there for a strike with a fastball. It's 0-1. 2-0 Cardinals, top of the second inning. Here at American Family Field with Josh Maurer and Kent Sommerfeld, Lane Grindle with you tonight. 0-1, it's a breaking ball in there for a strike, and it's 0-2. Left-handed hitter is Ciani. Savali brings home the pitch, and he missed low. 1-2 the count. One of the guys that I always tell people, when you stand next to him, you realize just how big he actually is. And again, I don't think people think that he's not big, but I think Christian Yelich is physically impressive when you get next to him. 1-2, missed outside, two balls and two strikes. Two-two pitch. Little high, and the count goes full. 3-2 on Ciani.
Yelly's just such an athlete. You watch him. When he runs, it's about as pretty as anything you'll see on a diamond.
I think that's the thing. He is just... He looks like a guy that could do about anything if you asked him to do it, right? 3-2 pitch. Ground ball, backhanded by Hoskins at first. He'll flip to Savali covering, who wins the race to the bag and retires Ciani. And it's a 1-2-3 bounce back inning for Savali in the top of the second inning. We go to the bottom of two. It's 2-0 Cardinals on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
The Prevea Orthopedic Team is led by accomplished doctors, focused on you and focused on your pain, all created with you in mind to take care of your hip, knee, shoulder, or whatever is stopping you from doing the things you love and loving the things you do. With the latest treatment and procedure options at Prevea, you'll get the best care around. And that makes everything less painful. Prevea Orthopedics, specializing in you.
Do you trust your insurance agent? Do you trust your insurance company? Well, you'd better, because all they've really sold you is a promise to be there when things go bad, to step up and put everything back the way it was. So, if you don't trust your insurance company, maybe it's time to find one you do trust. West Bend. The worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Save big money now at Menards. You need reliable appliances that help you conquer the day. And Menards is your one-stop shop for huge savings on new energy-efficient appliances. We carry the largest in-stock selection of major appliances starting at the lowest prices and ready to take home today. Menards, America's number one home improvement retailer for customer satisfaction, according to J.D. Power. Visit jdpower.com for details and menards.com for deals.
Save big money at Menards.
Brewers baseball is the sound of summer.
Oh, baby.
This is the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
We go to the bottom of the second inning, and a big ovation for Willie Adames as he comes to the plate. Hit home run number 29 on his 29th birthday yesterday. It, of course, was a three-run home run. First pitch from Matz misses outside with a curveball. It's 1-0. Adames now hitting 255, the aforementioned 29 home runs, 99 driven in. And he takes a little bit high, two balls and no strikes. 11-game hitting streak. And he's homered in five straight games. 2-0. Missed outside, three balls and no strikes on Adames. Pitch. That's right through there for strike one. It is an incredible run that Adames is on. Matz's 3-1 pitch in there for a strike. Willie was headed to first. He thought it was inside. Pretty good pitch from Steven Matz. Count is full, 3-2. And Willie, maybe as much out of protest, will take his time out here. Sometimes I feel like that's when the batters feel it's best to take that time out. It's usually with two strikes, but sometimes just to make a point. 3-2 is fouled out of play first base side. Stays at 3-2. Maybe they need their own timeout so they don't say anything while they're in the box. Pretty good pitch, though, from Matz. 3-2 pitch, swing and a miss. He went after a changeup down and away, and Adames strikes out to start up the Brewers' half of the second inning. And that'll get Brewer Hicklin to the plate. Well, the new Fleet Rewards programs arrived at Fleet Farm. Enjoy special perks and find out how you can earn rewards fast that you can use on future purchases. Join today or sign into your account at fleetfarm.com/rewards. One away for Brewer Hicklin, who went 0-2 on Sunday in Cincinnati. First pitch, a swing and a miss. Had a sinker that ran inside, and it's 0-1. Hicklin was having a very nice season, AAA Nashville. Matz again out of the windup, brings home the 0-1 pitch, and that's popped foul back and out of play by us and into the deck below us. No balls and two strikes on Hicklin. He had 21 home runs and 42 stolen bases in AAA this year when he was called up. 0-2, swung on and fouled straight back. He got a piece of it and stays alive. Charles Brewer Hicklin, but he goes by Brewer. The first Brewer to ever be a Brewer. O-2 pitch. Down in the dirt, one ball and two strikes. At least as far as names are concerned. There may have been somebody that dabbled in some microbrewing in their spare time that played for the Brewers. I'm guessing there has been. Maybe many that have done that. 1-2 pitch. Missed outside. It's two balls and two strikes. I'd be disappointed if there wasn't anybody that had done that.
Have you ever dabbled?
Thought about it for a while. Never invested in the kit needed. 2-2. Is a ground ball on the left side. Played by Wynn. Throws a little low, but it is caught by Goldschmidt to take care of Hicklin, and there's two away. There's always that, what is it, Mr. Beer set that you could buy, like the home brewing kit. It's
probably on QVC back in the day.
Okay.
Something like that. Always thought about it. And then thought, yeah, I'll just buy my Miller Lite.
First pitch to Reese Hoskins is in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Big overhand curveball from Mats. You ever brewed?
No.
0-1, a little high, one ball and one strike. One pitch. Missed low, two balls and one strike. Maybe a better question is, have you ever bought anything off of QVC?
Just the Rotato. I'm kidding.
2-1 pitch. And a high fly ball left field. If it stays fair, it's gone. It is gone. Reese Hoskins goes deep with a solo shot. Hoskins homers for the second consecutive day. It's his 24th of the season, and the Brewers cut that deficit in half. It's 2-1 St. Louis. Molly Marmol's coming out. He wants a crew chief review of this home run. Took a little while for Alfonso Marquez to say fair. I thought it stayed inside the pole.
This will be a crew chief review of the home run call.
And Marquez is just informing you that they're going to take a look at it. Reese was still in the box. He wasn't so sure. And he waited a while as well.
Well, here's why. I'm a little concerned from the Brewers' perspective. Even the moment Marquez signaled fair, he started walking towards home plate knowing that they were going to have to do a review. So he wasn't totally convinced of the call that he had just made.
Take a look at the replay. And it is going to be a foul ball, I think. Not by much, but I think it is foul. Get another look at it. Definitely a foul ball.
It's overturned. It is a foul ball, and the count is 2-2.
So a 2-2 count. Reese was able to jog around the bases anyway and get a little exercise out of it. The thing that made me wonder is Reese didn't leave the batter's box. And even after Marquez called it fair, Reese kind of looked at him and took a couple of steps and then started his jog. So now Hoskins gets back into the box with a 2-2 count. Mats brings home the pitch, and he swings on it, fouls it back, and the count stays at two balls and two strikes. Mats looking in. Out of the windup, the pitch. Ground ball to third. Big hop for Arenado. Throws across the diamond in time, and the inning is over. Well, it was fun for a second, but unfortunately, replay review worked against the Brewers that time, but they got the call right. 2-0 St. Louis as we head to the bottom of the second on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's Freezer Pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
Roll into the Lanes on 20, the perfect place to bowl, dine, and unwind. Fall bowling leagues are filling up fast. Plus, take advantage of our daily open bowling specials. After you strike up the fun, head on over to Angry Brothers Pub for unbeatable food and drink deals during Brewers, college, and NFL games. Start your weekend right with the Friday Fish Fry. It's the talk of the town. Planning a holiday or birthday party? The Lanes on 20 has the perfect setup for you and your crew. Yes! The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Get ready for the winning team of selection, service, convenience, and savings at Studebaker's Fuel and Food in Racine. During this sweltering summer, cool down with an ice cold deal. 10-pound bags of ice for just 99 cents. Keep your refreshing beverages cool while you're out and about. Whether you step into the store or slide through the convenient drive-thru, Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Fast meets fantastic at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, located at 31 and Spring in Racine.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
For you.
Replay reviews brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. $18 per window, $81 per patio door per month at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Offer in September 30th, so visit PellaWI.com today. It was a sad trombone replay review. 2-0 St. Louis as Mason Wynn the batter. Top of the order up for the Cardinals. And the first two from Savali have missed. And it's 2 balls and 0 strikes on Mason Wynn. And I am doing what Jeff did to me the other day. We're in the third inning, and here's Josh Maurer.
Thanks, Lane. Strike called. Better late than never.
I can't believe I just did that. Jeff did it to me a couple weeks ago.
It's contagious.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go with Savali versus the top
of
the order.
I'm distracted by the review of the home run.
Mason Wynn doubled to begin the rally in the first and takes a good curveball for a strike. It's 2-2. The thing that was so obvious that there was a problem with the call that Alfonso Marquez made. Again, he called it fair and then immediately started walking to the Cardinals manager. Pitch is fouled down the first baseline, opposite way by Wynn. It remains 2-2. It was fewer than 3 seconds after he signaled fair that he said, I know we're going to have to review this. Yeah,
I took the cue from Reese. Reese just never even left the box, so you knew he thought it was foul, too.
2-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. Fastball elevated from Savali, and he blows it by Mason Wynn. Well, Aaron, after that two-run first inning, is settling into the outing. That is his third ortho ASAP strikeout. Start healing faster. Meet with a specialist today. Learn more at orthowisconsin.com. Cardinals hit 3 doubles in the first and lead it 2-0. Here's Alec Burleson fouling one back into the screen. Yeah, so Hoskins for about, well, 2 minutes had a home run. The Brewers thought they had a run on the board, but not to be. A lot of game to go. The 0-1 to Burleson. Breaking ball caught the outside corner and came through the back door in doing so. Nothing in two. Burleson flew to center in that first inning. They advanced a runner to third. 0-2 pitch. Went with a curve, did Savali, and he missed. Bit outside, 1-2. Glad you're with us here on a beautiful Tuesday. The roof is open and the sun is beginning to set in Milwaukee. Right around 70 degrees. 1-2 to Burleson, swing and a miss. Got him with a splitter, and that is back-to-back strikeouts to begin the third for Savali.
He settled in a little bit here, feels like. He's in a good rhythm right now.
Yeah, early on, the contact was pretty hard. Really not so since. Chance for his second straight perfect inning. He's now retired 6 in a row, and here comes Nolan Arenado. Takes that breaking ball high for 1-1. Third inning brought to you by Sitco. Whether you're off to the ballpark or the dog park, Sitco top-tier tri-clean gasoline gets you where you're going. 1-0 pitch, swung on and missed by Arenado. A high cutter from Savali. When you start with Sitco, you're good to go. Nolan drove in the first run of the night, a sacrifice fly to the center fielder. The 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball bounced foul wide of third. Savali's got a chance to strike out the side in order here in the third inning. 1-2. Did you get your bearings back yet?
when you get into a rhythm like Aaron Civale is, you just want to keep going.
I'm all for it. 1-2 pitch. Inside corner, struck him out looking with a curveball. Savali, K's win. Burleson and Arenado consecutively. In fact, the last two innings, he has struck out five of the six Cardinals to come up. All ortho ASAP. We go to the bottom of the third. 2-0 St. Louis on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
Roll into the Lanes on 20, the perfect place to bowl, dine, and unwind. Fall bowling leagues are filling up fast. Plus, take advantage of our daily open bowling specials. After you strike up the fun, head on over to Angry Brothers Pub for unbeatable food and drink deals during Brewers, college, and NFL games. Start your weekend right with the Friday Fish Fry. It's the talk of the town. Planning a holiday or birthday party? The Lanes on 20 has the perfect setup for you and your crew. Yes! The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's freezer pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
Get ready for the winning team of selection, service, convenience, and savings at Studebaker's Fuel and Food in Racine. During this sweltering summer, cool down with an ice-cold deal. 10-pound bags of ice for just 99 cents. Keep your refreshing beverages cool while you're out and about. Whether you step into the store or slide through the convenient drive-thru, Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Fast meets fantastic at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, located at 31 and Spring in Racine.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
It'll be 8-9-1 of the Brewers' order against the left-hander Steven Matz. Bottom of the third begins with Joey Ortiz taking up an in-ball one. Ortiz has had a couple of really nice games in a row, batting .241 on the season. 1-0 pitch. That's a good slider for a strike, 1-1. Steven Matz, 33-year-old veteran off the injured list to make this start tonight for the Cards. 1-1. Dips low. There's a changeup very close, 2-1 on Ortiz. Matz hadn't pitched in the big leagues since April 30th before tonight. He's looked good. 2-1. Hit in the air deep in the left field. Nootbaar is going to go back onto the track. Nootbaar right in front of the wall looks up. It's gone. Joey Ortiz with a leadoff home run on the third. Just over the wall in left. And the Brewers have gotten on the board. It's a 2-1 game. Joey's 10th of his rookie season. Double digits.
And it was fair.
And we didn't have to guess, nor wait. Yeah, Hoskins thought he had one for a moment. Ortiz knew he had one. Here's Bryce Durang with nobody out and nobody on taking a strike. Joey Ortiz, last three games now, 4 out of 7. Pitch to Durang. Little soft ground ball hit to third. Arenado was in, protecting against a bunt, but he fields it cleanly on the grass and throws out Bryce. There's the first out of the inning. It's time for the Pottawatomie Casino Hotel three-bagger in the third contest. Ron Lichty, L-I-E-C-H-T-I. Ron from Green Bay. Our contestant wins a Pottawatomie prize package if a member of the crew hits triple this inning. Here comes a candidate, Jackson Churio, taking up and away ball one. Visit WTMJ.com to enter. Cardinals leading 2-1 in game two of the series, bottom of the third. The 1-0. Churio, big rip and a miss. Elevated fastball, 1-1. Brewers have now hit at least one homer in 12 straight games. Churio takes down and in, 2-1. He struck out to begin the outing for Steven Matz. pitch. Big swing and a miss at a change, 2-2. Every time the Brewers hit a home run, $100 is donated by Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin to Hunger Task Force Milwaukee. The 2-2. Up and away, a full count. Making a difference to fight hunger in our community, Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference. Full boat on Churio. Payoff. Hit deep in the center field. Ciani backtracking. He's on the track in right center at the wall. She is gone and we are tied. Jackson Churio again. Second in as many days against the Cardinals. It's a 2-2 ball game. There's number 19 for the 20-year-old. Mats struck him out his first time. Churio gets him the second time he sees the veteran southpaw. One out for Blake Perkins, who squares the bunt, but pulls back and takes a curve for strike one. You're running out of superlatives.
You really are. The words to describe what we're seeing are getting really hard to find.
Perkins popped out back in the first inning in the 0-1. Takes low, one ball, one strike.
I know Jackson Merrill's having a big year, but if Jackson Churio continues to do this all through September...
1-1. Hit in the air into left. This one's going to stay in the yard. Looking up into the setting sky is Lars Nootbaar. Medium depth, and he makes the catch. That's out number two in the third. But I know where you're going with that.
I mean, the pace he's on right now, and he doesn't show any signs of stopping. Now, it's baseball. You never know what can happen. But if he continues to be right where he's at and swing the bat like he is from now until the end of the regular season, he's going to make this thing really close.
Big swing by William Contreras. Tried to hit the third home run for the crew this inning, but he fouled it straight back. It's nothing and one. Churio's hit three homers in the last 5 days.
Yeah, right.
Starting with that game winner Saturday in Cincinnati. 0-1, opposite field foul hit into the netting on the first base side by Contreras. It's now 10 home runs since the All-Star break for Jackson. Contreras walked in the first. Mats with an 0-2, and he misses high, ball one. Another $100 donation to Hunger Task Force Milwaukee by Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. 1-2 pitch, low, barely on a changeup. Good take, 2-2. Grand slam for Churio yesterday, game-tying solo shot today, and Contreras takes outside on a changeup. Again from behind in the count, he's worked it full, just as he did back in the first. Mats with the bases empty. 3-2 pitch. Swing and a foul tip held on to by the catcher Potheads. Struck him out with a curve. That'll end the inning on Mats' third punch-out. Joey Ortiz sneaks it out to left. And Jackson Churio pounds it out to deep right center. Couple of homers, 2-2 ball game after three on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here.
Reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance.
Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Miller Lite is brewed with great taste and only great taste.
The Miller Brewing Company would like to issue a correction. Miller Lite is brewed to be less filling. What are you doing here?
Miller Lite tastes great.
Look, I'm just reading the script. It says less filling.
That's not what my script says.
Well, mine says...
We'd like to apologize for the previous announcers. Miller Lite is, in fact, less filling and tastes great. Time to shine, legal guy.
Celebrate responsibly. Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Beer. 96 calories and 3.2 grams carbs per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Miller High Life,
always flavorful, always refreshing, always at the right price.
You got the time.
The champagne of beers. Welcome to the High Life. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Miller Lite is brewed with great taste and only great taste.
Correction, Daryl. It's just less filling.
Tastes great.
Less filling.
Tastes great.
Less filling.
Celebrate responsibly. Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Beer. 96 calories and 3.2 grams carbs per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Bob Uecker.
He just hit a three-run shot.
On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Savali back to work, and it's now a tie game here at American Family Field under mostly darkened skies, 2-2 against the Cardinals. A couple consecutive 1-2-3 flawless innings from Savali after the first, brought to you by Carbless Premium Cocktails in a Can, a proud partner of the Brewers. Stock up for your next tailgate and grab a pack of Carbless at your local grocer, or find cans right here at AmFam Field. Carbless, this is more. It'll be the cleanup batter, Brendan Donovan, to greet Aaron Savali. First pitch, letter high strike. Cut fastball, nothing and one. Donovan had one of the three doubles in the first. Two-out blooper in the left. The 0-1. Popped him up, coming back behind the plate. Off with a mask is Contreras. Approaching the screen, Contreras out of room. Landed about two rows in the seats. Nothing in two on Brendan Donovan. Savali's retired seven straight hitters since those three quick doubles. Five of them on strikeouts. First time he's faced the Cardinals since 2020. Only the second time in his career he's started against them. The 0-2. Very high on Donovan, a left-handed batter. Big reason for that, Savali was an American League guy for his whole career until this trade brought him to the Brewers. Goldschmidt and Nootbaar to follow Donovan in the fourth. And the windup, the 1-2 pitch. Got him looking. Snapped off another good breaking ball. And Donovan could not pull the trigger. That's four straight fourth OASAP strikeouts for Aaron to start his second turn through the St. Louis lineup. Wynn, Burleson, Arenado, and now Donovan.
And six of his last seven retired via the strikeout.
Got the K game working. Here's Paul Goldschmidt. Last man to reach, and he takes a high strike. Lance Barrett, our home plate umpire, has given the upper end of the strike zone to the hurlers. The 0-1 pitch. Off the plate that time, away with a breaking ball. Well, you know we're in September now, so the stretch drive has arrived. Fall baseball is coming up. Get ready by picking up some Usinger's Fresh Brats. The vac-packed ones, the longest lasting. Breaking ball outside to Goldschmidt, 2-1. You get the vac-packed, the Fresh Brats. Then you're good to go for a while. Vacuum sealed Usinger's Fresh Brats. They stay next day fresh for 6 months in the freezer. Goldschmidt fouls back the 2-1 out of play, and it's 2-2. Usinger's freshest brat you can buy. Get it at your local grocer. Get ready for September and then October baseball. 2-2 coming. Breaking ball hammer deep into left field, and this ball is way, way gone. Oh, boy. Paul Goldschmidt took a curveball, and he demolished it out to left to give the Cardinals the lead back. It's 3-2 in the fourth inning. It has been a rough year for the soon-to-be 37-year-old, but boy, that bat coming to life here at the end of the season. A couple of rocket RBI hits in this game against Aaron Savali for Goldschmidt.
I think William wanted that breaking ball down and away, and it stayed up and in, and that's a tough place to miss to Paul Goldschmidt.
If you had watched him in the series in St. Louis against the Brewers just 2 weeks ago, you never would have imagined his bat would look like this. Here's Lars Nootbaar with one out, bases clear, and he takes ball one.
If we're being honest, the bat looked really slow. He couldn't catch up to stuff. He was off balance a lot.
1-0 pitch to Lars Nootbaar. There's a strike at the knees.
And I think every series we've seen him in, for the most part, he's looked that way. He did homer, as I said earlier, in the previous series here in Milwaukee, but up until that swing, he hadn't looked very good either.
There's a ground ball through the left side. Opposite field base hit into left center for Lars Nootbaar. Adames, the shortstop, was pulled up the middle in a bit of a shift, and so he couldn't get back to it. Ground ball that was hit in a quote-unquote normal defensive alignment. That's a routine play. But it's back-to-back base hits for St. Louis. The homer, then the single. Leading 3-2 now, and here comes Jordan Walker. Goldschmidt just hit his 29th career home run against the Brewers. The pitch missed well inside. Ball one on Walker, who struck out a couple of innings ago. 29. We've seen a lot of him. Pitch. Top of the zone for a strike to Walker, 1-1. Now the 22-year-old Walker. Runner held at first in the 1-1. Swung on chop towards third, wide of the bag. Foul ball. This is the first time in the six starts Aaron Civale has made at American Family Field that he's given up more than two runs. Offense is looking solid each way early. We're in the top of the fourth. 1-2 pitch. Walker swings and chops one fair towards third. Tough in between Hop Ortiz. Fires to second. Gets the force on Nootbaar. That's all they'll get. Walker runs too well, so no relay by Bryce Terang, but a heck of a play charging in and picking a short hop by Joey Ortiz at third. Starts the fielder's choice ground out there on Walker.
Wow. I'm not sure you can really appreciate how tough that play was and how challenging it was and how easy Joey made it look.
Pedro Páez, the power-hitting catcher with two out. Stretching the pitch. Outside corner, that's a strike. If Joey waits back to field a more convenient hop, there's no way they get the lead runner.
I'm out. You think I don't know that you're not going to
play? Boy, that's the home plate umpire, Lance Barrett, who is getting lip from the Cardinals' dugout after that strike call. We got microphones down there, and you could tell he didn't want any of it. Oliver Marmol comes out to talk to Lance, and Oliver Marmol is ejected by the home plate umpire. And now the Cardinals skipper is going to get right in his face. Actually, now Marmol's ejected. Somebody else had previously been ejected in the dugout. Marmol was sticking up for whoever that was, and there have been two ejections.
Lance has heard enough, and he's not really too interested in any of the arguments that the Cardinals have right now. Daniel Descalso out there as well, trying to navigate the situation.
He's the bench coach, trying to figure out who the first ejection was. It was somebody who was still inside the dugout. And finally, Oliver Marmol is going to exit after having a pretty good screaming match with Lance Barrett, our home plate umpire. So two of the Cardinals have been tossed. Two out, top of the fourth. Runner at first is Walker. Strike one on Páez is what they were arguing. 0-1 the count on Pedro Páez. And now Civale steps off and uses a disengagement. That pitch wasn't an egregiously bad call. I mean, it may have been outside, barely. It was borderline. Now the 0-1. Páez swings and misses. Cut fastball, nothing in two.
I mean, by definition, it caught the edge of the strike zone.
So it was Daniel Descalso who was the first ejection, the bench coach. The 0-2 pitch. Páez takes down and away, ball one. Remember when Mother's Day, the Cardinals played here and the Brewers were trying to finish off a four-game sweep? There were a couple of ejections in that game, too, for St. Louis, and they came back and won, a game that helped at the time kind of kickstart their season. I wonder if they did that again on purpose, kind of. Ground ball hit back up the middle is a base hit by Páez in the left center. Blake Perkins plays it in to hold Walker at second. And Páez has his third hit of the series. Two on and two out for the number nine batter, Michael Ciani, with St. Louis leading 3-2. I mean, that almost looked, Lane, like they did do that on purpose, maybe to rally the troops.
Yeah, I mean, it was such a quick hook that Descalso got from Lance Barrett. I don't know if he'd been chirping the whole game long and Barrett had just heard enough.
First pitch to Ciani, swing and a miss at a cut fastball. We presume Turner Ward, the former Brewer, is the acting manager. He's their hitting coach. Both the manager and the bench coach tossed from the game. 0-1. Just missed. Bit low there from Savali to Ciani.
Yeah, it looked like he was handed the card, if you will.
Well, somebody's got to do it.
That's right.
Two on, two out, the 1-1. Ciani swings through a curveball. Big bender from Savali on Michael Ciani, the rookie center fielder behind 1-2.
If Yachty was still playing, they might have let him catch and manage at the same time.
Player manager.
Yeah.
3-2 St. Louis in the fourth. They've scored the go-ahead run on Paul Goldschmidt's home run. His 21st of the season. And after a couple of singles, now two on with two out in the inning and two ejections. 1-2 on Ciani. Savali throws. Breaking ball bounced up the first baseline. Foul. Ciani grounded out two innings ago. Turner Ward played parts of three seasons with the Brewers, 1994 through 96. Now he's acting manager here. 1-2 is down and away. Split-fingered fastball to Ciani, a left-handed batter. 2-2. They lead from first and second. Savali having to work. The 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball hit on the ground to second. It'll be Brice Tarang scooping it up. Throws to first and plenty of time to get Ciani, who slams his helmet in frustration, and that ends the inning. It was an eventful one. The run on a blast to left by Paul Goldschmidt. And then two Cardinals ejected. We go to the home fourth. 3-2 St. Louis on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know that they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more. That's join139.com.
Hey, hungry? And your heart is ticking for chicken? Well, take a quick turn into Quick Trip, because we got
no ordinary chicken.
Yeah, go wild with wings. Next level super wings with trusty Sidekick and sauces. Or let's talk tender. Quick Chick tenders. Love me tenders. Love me some Quick tenders. Ours are bigger, better, tastier. Or if you're feeling good old school comfort fried chicken, we got it. Hand breaded down homier than anywhere. Quick Trip. Saving your nuggets from ordinary.
Carbless, a proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers.
Premium, ready-to-drink cocktails made right here in Wisconsin.
Zero carbs, zero sugar, zero gluten,
zero guilt.
And just 100 calories a can. Carbless has flavors for every fan. Fruit flavors like pineapple, lemon lime, black cherry, and more. And classic cocktail options like margarita, paloma, and Moscow Mule. Find Carbless at your local grocery store. Pick up a pack to enjoy while you watch Brewers baseball at home or while you tailgate before a game. Carbless.
Bliss is more.
Bob Uecker is the sound of summer.
Oh, my goodness.
On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Well, the Brewers hit two home runs in the third. Paul Goldschmidt then gets one for St. Louis in the top of the fourth. It's 3-2 the Cardinals for their starter, Steven Matz. Gary Sanchez to greet him. First pitch comes in low, ball one. 4, 5, and 6 on Pat Murphy's card due with Adames and Brewer Hicklin after Gary. Wind up the 1-0. Called a strike, I guess. Well, I know it was. I guess it was somewhat okay.
Watch out.
1-1. High. And called a ball. 2-1. I'm not going to suffer the same fate as Oliver Marmol and Daniel Descalzo.
I know I tried to take an entire bat away from you earlier, but
2-1, big swing and a miss. 2-2.
I don't want to do the rest of this game by myself, despite what you might have thought.
Gary uses his timeout. He popped out back in the first. Hadn't had a hit in over a week. The pitch. Outside, 3-2. Missed with a changeup. 33-year-old veteran Steven Matz. Off the injured list for the Cardinals. 3-2 pitch. Breaking ball, strike three called. At the very top of the zone with a curve, and that was borderline. That might have been up. But this time the Cardinals get the call. And Matz records his fourth punch out. Can't blame Gary for taking that pitch. Here's Willie Adames. He struck out back in the second. The pitch. High and away, ball one. Tonight's safe driving tip from Schneider and their professional truck drivers. They remind you to buckle up whenever you're behind the wheel. It's the law, and it can save your life. 1-0 pitch. Big swing. Willie fouled it straight back. Got a high fastball, 1-1. Thank you to Schneider for their great safe driving reminders. Sky completely dark overhead. 1-1 pitch, big rip, no contact. Another high fastball from Matz, 1-2. He'll use his timeout. We'll see how long that the Cardinals elect to let Steven Matz go tonight. He's not fully stretched out anywhere close to it. Coming off his rehab assignment. 1-2. Willie swings and misses. Tied him up with a fastball in. Right under the hands, and he struck him out. Three straight strikeouts for Matz. Five in the outing. And that brings up Brewer Hicklin. Matz threw only 64 total pitches in his final rehab appearance. Hicklin swings through the changeup. I'll tell you what, that changeup looks good tonight. Nothing in one on Brewer. Grounded out in his first at bat here at American Family Field. 0-1 pitch. Tried to check on one that was up. They appeal. He went around. 0-2. And now Matz has a chance to strike out the side in order, something Savali just did a couple of innings ago. Brewer Hicklin uses his timeout. Two out. Base is clear. 3-2 Cardinals. 0-2 pitch. Low. Laid off the change. Brewer's been around, 28 years old. 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Chased a high fastball well up out of the zone, and Matz indeed strikes out the side in the fourth, a shutdown inning. He struck out four in a row. We're headed to the fifth, and it's 3-2 St. Louis on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Baseball's greatest calls.
How about Russ Hodges in 51? The Giants win the pennant. The Giants win the pennant.
Or Jack Buck on Gibson's game winner in 1988 to beat the A's. I don't believe what I just saw.
And there's Easter Sunday in 87, and they've done it again. 12 in a row.
I remember it well, pal.
What's your favorite call of all, Bob?
I think I'd have to go with Usinger's and baseball. It's just not summer without them.
That is a great one, and it's from 1880.
They don't call Usinger's America's finest sausage for nothing, Tony.
The Island invites you to fall into golf with late-season rounds at Sweetgrass or Sage Run. The vibrant fall colors and cooler temperatures make for great days out on the golf course. Fall golf rates run September 16th through the end of the 2024 season, with tee time starting at $75 and stay-and-play packages starting at $110. And submit your 2025 golf package request early to guarantee choice dates. Plan your fall golf adventure today at islandresortgolf.com.
We are experiencing an energy transformation. Wind and solar farms are being built. Coal is being phased out. But the wind doesn't always blow. The sun doesn't always shine. We need reliable energy available on demand to keep our data centers, manufacturing plants, and homes all operating. Natural gas electric generation is necessary for Wisconsin. It provides the bridge we need to a renewable energy future. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now asks you to support natural gas.
Every pitch, all season long.
Swing and a drive! Left center
field! On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Fifth inning, and Aaron Savali begins his third time through the Cardinals' order. 3-2, St. Louis is in front. Back to call the action. I toss it to Lindgren.
Seamless. Mason Wynn leads off for the Cardinals, and a big breaking ball from Savali drops in there for a strike. It's 0-1. Cardinals have out-hit the Brewers 6-2. Only two hits for the crew. The two solo shots back in the third inning. And the pitch in there with a strike on a fastball at 91. And he gets ahead of Mason Wynn, 0-2. Wynn tonight, 1-for-2. 0-2 pitch, and a ground ball on the left side. Charging is Adamas. Fields throws to first, close play, but they got him. And there's one away. One out for Alec Burleson. Time for a vibe check. A cooler full of Vizzy Hard Seltzer. That's a big vibe. Vizzy Hard Seltzer, the seltzer that passes the vibe check. Burleson 0-for-2. He flied to center. He struck out. Brewers trying to come from behind here tonight. First pitch. Dropped a breaking ball in there for strike one. Brewers have pitched the top three in this order very well so far in this series. 0-1 is cut on and missed. It's 0-2. Good sinker at the top of the zone that time to Burleson. Aaron Ashby's getting loose in that Brewers bullpen. Savali out of the windup, the 0-2 pitch. A breaking ball hit foul over near the Brewers on deck circle. Stays at 0-2. Wynn's double in the first inning is the only hit in the series for the top three in the order so far for St. Louis. About halfway through this series. 0-2 pitch is swung on and fouled down into the dirt. Burleson able to just stay alive and see another pitch. Savali's at 83 pitches. Oh, 2. Missed outside. It's one ball and two strikes. Brewers won game one yesterday afternoon by a score of 9-3, trying to get the offense going here in the later innings tonight. Breaking ball hit foul into the net. Stays at a ball and two strikes on Burleson. Arenado stands in the on-deck circle. Savali's 1-2. He is swung on and foul tipped into the mid of Contreras. Nope. He wasn't able to hold on. Went back down into the dirt, and it stays at a ball and two strikes. Thought for a second maybe Contreras squeezed that one. 1-2 pitch coming home. That one missed low. And it's two balls and two strikes now. And baseball thrown out of play. New one thrown out to Savali. St. Louis, an even 500 after yesterday's loss, 69-69. 2-2, swing and a miss. climbed the ladder with a fastball in 93. And another ortho ASAP strikeout for Savali. Seven strikeouts now for Aaron. And there's two gone here in the fifth for Arenado. Pirates have a 2-0 lead on the Cubs down at Wrigley. That game's in the top of the fourth. Pitch line to center, but right in the tracks of Perkins. Barely has to move. Makes the catch. The inning is over. A 1-2-3 fifth for Aaron Civale. We go to the bottom of five. It's a 3-2 Cardinals lead on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
Hot dogs grilling, frosty beverages chilling, Brewers game on the radio. Sounds like a perfect summer day. Except when uninvited guests crash the party. Don't let pesky critters put a damper on your tailgate. Safeway Pest Management is your pest prevention partner, keeping your outdoor spaces bug-free all season long. They're a Wisconsin proud company, providing safe and effective pest control for over 65 years. So call 262-679-4422 and enjoy a pest-free tailgate victory.
Get ready for the winning team of selection, service, convenience, and savings at Studebaker's Fuel and Food in Racine. During this sweltering summer, cool down with an ice cold deal. 10-pound bags of ice for just 99 cents. Keep your refreshing beverages cool while you're out and about. Whether you step into the store or slide through the convenient drive-thru, Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Fast meets fantastic at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, located at 31 and Spring in Racine.
$1 million. That's big. Really big. This September, Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee is handing out a cool million, and you've got a shot at winning your share. The big $1 million giveaway is here. Just play with your rewards card and you're entered to win. Couldn't be easier and couldn't be bigger. No wonder it's called the Big One. For more details, visit paysbig.com/big one. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN. Come.
Reese Hoskins leads off the bottom of the fifth inning for Milwaukee, a 3-2 Cardinals lead. Matz has pitched well. First pitch to Hoskins is that changeup, and it catches the outside corner for a strike. It's 0-1. Matz right back into the windup, and the 0-1 caught the very bottom of the zone. It's nothing and two on Hoskins. Josh told you that changeup's been good tonight for Matz, and he was telling the truth. It's been a good one. 0-2, that is the changeup. It was down low, and Hoskins didn't chase. Reese 0-for-1. Thought for a moment he might have had his 24th home run of the season back in the second inning, but after review, it was overruled. Fly ball right field. Walker with a long run. He will take an interesting route to get there, but he does and makes the catch. And there's one away. Joey Ortiz, the batter. He homered. Back in the third off of Matz. Matz at 73 pitches. So able to hang around a little bit longer in this game. There is some action, though, in that Cardinals bullpen right now, as I say that. Brewers have had Aaron Ashby getting loose in their bullpen and continues to. Ortiz takes a strike at 0-1. Ryan Fernandez is getting loose in the Cardinals' pen. 0-1 pitch is right in there for a strike. It's nothing and two. Ortiz with his 10th of the season. O-2 pitch. And that got the inside corner for strike three. Joey, a little frustrated, stood in the box for a second or two before exiting to probably very quietly make his displeasure known. Two down for Bryce Terang. Well, Pennant Chase in full swing. Great time to stock up on your favorite Pine River cheese spreads. As Terang takes a strike, it's 0-1. You know what goes great with Pine River? A Usinger brat. You don't even need crackers for that pine herb or cheese spread if you do that. Here's a bouncer inside the third base bag. Fair going to roll into left field. Terang trying to stretch it into two. Here comes the throw. He's in there with a head first slide. Bryce Terang with a hustle double. And the Brewers have a base runner at second base with two outs here in the fifth. $75 to the Mac Fund, courtesy of Westman, the silver lining for that double. And that was beautifully executed by Bryce. Chopper, big hop inside the bag and all the way into left. And now here's Jackson Churio. And Dusty Blake is out of the dugout for St. Louis. And as the pitching coach, he may be the guy that makes the move now. We'll see. They've got a righty up. And, yep, Dusty Blake is going to make the call to the pen. And it'll be Fernandez, the right-hander, to come in and face Jackson Churio. So it's a U.S. Cellular call to the bullpen. 3-2 Cardinals here in the fifth on the Brewers Radio Network.